We've done a lot of post-mortem conversation with, you know, a lot of Democrats about the national landscape. And, you know, it's a little bit of a contrast because Connecticut, you know, Trump did better than he did in 2020. And he made some inroads with like the Latin vote. But generally speaking, Democrats carried the day at the state level. They even increased a little bit of power in the House. And Johanna Hayes, who only won by a couple thousand votes, won pretty decisively over George Logan. But there's definitely a lot of discussions going on about what's next for the Democratic Party. And to talk about that and here in Connecticut and anything else that comes up, Nancy DiNardo, chair of the Connecticut Democratic Party, joining us here on Brian and Company. Nancy, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Brian. I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for taking the time to spend a few minutes with us. I mean, you know, with 2 weeks of, you know, hindsight now, I mean, what are your general thoughts on this election?
Well, I mean, it was obviously disappointing for us, but in Connecticut, the Democrats did quite well. I think it's now the fourth cycle that we've expanded our majorities in the State House and Senate. There's super majorities in both legislatures. And Ned Lamont is one of the most popular governors in the country. I believe he's in one of the top five governors who are very popular. And we did pick up a seat in the state Senate. It's now 25-11. And none of the Democratic state Senate incumbents have lost in about 8 years.
So how do you explain the disconnect between the national landscape and the Connecticut landscape?
Well, you know, Connecticut has been a blue state for a long time. I think that one of the issues that I think is possible, though we don't have any answers on it, and we may never, but I think Harris ran an unbelievable and flawless campaign, considering she was only running for 107 days. But when you think about it, I mean, Joe Biden was the only one to beat Trump. Hillary Clinton lost. And I do believe that it's probably that the country isn't quite ready for a woman. So I think that's unfortunate, but I do think that has something to do with it.
Yeah, I certainly would not say that she ran a flawless campaign, but I'm interested in what you think needs to change. And I mean, I think it's, you know, I mean, I think it's unfortunate. I mean, I would hope that the country's ready to elect a female, but I mean, obviously it's 0-2 at this point. We're talking with Nancy DiNardo, the chair of the Democratic Party. But if you were dealing with things nationally, like, do you think there needs to be leadership changes? Do you think there needs to be some sort of makeover, focus more on pocketbook issues, appealing more to the middle and lower income elements of the electorate that used to be kind of rubber stamp Democrat votes?
Well, I do. Yes, I do think so. That obviously we do need to be focused on those issues. That it will make a difference. But I mean, we have focused on those issues in the past too. And I'm not sure why we are not seeming to be able to pick up those. I mean, New England tends to be, you know, one of the bluer parts of the country, but it's hard to say why we're not. Yes, you know, in the past we have focused on those issues, and I do think those are the important issues to get the average person to come out.
We're talking with Nancy DiNardo, the chair of the Connecticut Democratic Party. In terms of, like, what happens next, you know, in Connecticut, I mean, I think we talked before about how, you know, you're going to sort of wait through the election and you might step aside. Any thoughts on your future and whether you want to stay in this role?
Well, I do like the role. I just feel that I have done it a long time, and I know that there are others. But I really have to set up a meeting now that the election is over with the governor and have a discussion with him and have a discussion with the leadership in the Connecticut Democratic Party.
So, but it sounds like you're sort of implying that maybe it's time for a new perspective, even though you do enjoy it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
okay.
I do think so.
Yeah. Well, Nancy, you know, in terms of, you know, the Connecticut delegation's strong, I'm wondering, I don't know if this is something you would weigh in on, but, you know, we have this supermajority that you talked about, and we have this huge budget dynamic coming up where it really looks like the Democratic caucus in Hartford wants to tweak the guardrails from 2017, and I don't think at its core it's something Lamont necessarily wants to do, but you don't want to have some sort of, you know, legislature vetoing a governor of their own party. I mean, what do you think is going to happen?
Well, I think when you look at the leadership in both the House and the Senate, they talk to the governor and they work with the governor. So I would hope that they would be able to sit down and have a conversation, which I'm sure they do, and try and move forward so that we are all on the same page.
Yeah. Nancy, thank you so much. We appreciate the time, and you're always being available for us. Thank you so much.
Okay. Take care. Bye.
All right.